Welcome to Irish Radio Sydney. On the line we have Tommy Fleming, whose career spans more than 20 years, so all the way from Sligo. And what's it doing in Sligo at the minute?
I'm sitting on the couch watching crap TV, perfectly honest.
And I thought we were the only ones here in Australia who invented that sort of stuff.
No, not at all. No, believe me, it's that's something that has gone worldwide a long time ago.
Listeners, we're listening to Tommy Fleming from Sligo, and Tommy, you seem to like Australia.
I love Australia. I really do love Australia, and I think what I love about it, to be honest with you, Barry, is that I think the Australians are very like ourselves. Very much same sense of humour, same sense of self. You know, they get irony like we do, they get sarcasm, they enjoy the crack. Putting it in a nutshell, they enjoy the crack, and they don't, you know, you guys don't take yourself too seriously like we don't. And, you know, it is what it is when things happen, and that's it. And that's what I like. The one thing I don't like about it is the distance between us.
Well, yes, but sometimes that can be a good thing if you're trying to get away from people. And tell me this, how do you handle the world touring? Because you're a man of, you get around a hell of a lot all over the place.
Do you know something, Barry? I enjoy it. It is this, the ones I really enjoy, and I'm not just saying it because it's Australia. Australia I love, that's why I do it as often as I do. The States I find kind of difficult because it's very much, every state, every city is very different. And you travel by tour bus, and schedules are serious schedules. Like if you have to be on your tour bus at 9:03, if you're there at 9:05, then somebody's looking at you very strangely going, well, you're late, you know, whereas that would never happen in Oz. You know, there's a very different dynamic in both of them. And I at this stage in my life, I'm starting to pick and choose where I tour, and you know how many times a year I tour, and how many weeks I spend touring. You know, I'm 20. This is my 23rd year doing what I do, and I'm kind of starting to slow down a little bit because I get to spend a bit more time with my family and with you know, just spending time at home with my family and my friends.
Sure.
And getting, you know, like even doing simple things like today. Like, you know, I was mowing the lawn and getting stuff done that I enjoy doing. And normal stuff, normal everyday guy stuff, you know.
Lovely stuff. Listeners, we're listening to Tommy Fleming, Voice of Ireland, as you're known, Tommy. You're very good.
Yeah. I honestly don't know where that title came from. It's been there. I call it a nickname. I've had that for a few years now. And I also think it sounds a little political. It sounds like I'm about to go marching down O'Connell Street, which is the main street in Dublin, you know, screaming for workers' rights. You know, I mean, I don't get me wrong, Barry, I'm very complimented by it. It's a wonderful title to have, and
well, it's,
you know,
if it means
I'm an ambassador for Irish music around the world, then it's great. That's what I love about it.
It's a title well placed, mate. You certainly are.
Well, thank you.
You deserve it very much. Can I ask you, when you're travelling around, I know that to be a good singer, you have to be reasonably fit. And do you play any, do you get a chance to like do a bit of golf and stuff around the place when you're, just to keep yourself a bit?
I don't play golf, sorry, because I find golf far too, I'll be honest, I find it both fast enough for me.
Right.
So I run a lot, I swim a lot, I surf a lot. I find physical exercise much easier and much kind of more challenging in some ways. I'm 42 now, coming 43, so I kind of have to, the knees aren't what they used to be and the hips aren't what they used to be, but I find that much easier. And I wouldn't be what's the word I'm looking for when it comes to sports, I wouldn't be a team kind of person at all. I find being on my own, running on the beach or running on a treadmill, wherever I'm running with my iPod and listening to music, much better, because it's my time. It's my time on my own.
And what about your voice? I've seen you a few times, and the last time we caught up, you were at Smithfield at Sydney's West. Your voice is just amazing. Do you have any sort of exercises that you do for that? Because it's
I had to start doing it lately, in the last year or two, because with age, it's kind of, you have to keep exercising. I mean, your voice is a muscle, and like every muscle in your body, you can't, if you want to keep it in condition, you have to work it out. And before a show, I do vocal exercises. The days I'm off, there's kind of contradictions when it comes to your voice. When I'm not working, I rested very, very much so. There's a few cardinal sins. Laughing is one of them. And unfortunately, I'm a giggler, and I love having a good time. Alcohol's not great for us, but, you know, you can't be a saint either. Smoking is an absolute no-no.
Yes.
Air conditioning is a no-no. And I guess it's different people are different strokes for different folks on it. You know, some people... One guy I know here in Ireland swears by a mixture of brandy and vodka together before he goes on. I would never do that if you paid me.
No.
I would dry out my throat completely. I find steam, I have a steam room in my house here, and I find steam amazing. Things like this. Just, I think you find your own things as you go along, you know?
Of course, everything. Works. I think a lot of it's in the mind too. There's a lot of people here would love me to rest my voice. Sad, that,
well,
isn't
you
it?
Know something. I found something, and I find it very funny. On stage, I do it all the time. I drink ginger tea on stage, and I know it sounds like a bit of a wuss, but it works. And you know, warm drinks, not hot, not cold. Warm type of drinks always work for me, and I just don't go out and kill myself, you know.
No.
You know, I'm not going to sing in my John Bon Jovi. So, you know, the way I look at it is, look, at Barbara Streisand still sings the way she sings at 71 years of age. So, you know, and that's not from abuse, that's for sure. So you just have to take care of yourself, you know.
Well, that's right. If you respect your body, you get a lot more out of it. I know that having a few beers is okay, but it's a punishment the next day that I don't really like myself. It's bad for you.
Well, you know something, I'm not going to lie. When we're off, and... but the last tour we had, we were in Melbourne, and we had two nights off after one of the shows in Melbourne, and we ended up in PJ O'Neill in Melbourne. I think the PJ O'Neill's in Sydney as well, isn't it?
PJ Gallagher's maybe. PJ Gallagher.
And it was very funny because there was about six of us, and the guys in the pub had cordoned off a VIP area, inverted commas, and we don't do that at all. That's not my style whatsoever. I was born and raised on a farm. I was the youngest of six siblings, and I certainly wouldn't be on the VIP circuit of things.
Sure.
And so I went up to the guy that was behind the bar and said, listen, would you mind kind of letting those, cordons down and the curtains open? And if people want to come in, honestly, just let them in. It means there's more fun. And we had one of the best nights ever. Now, the problem was we didn't finish until something like 6 a.m.
Ooh.
And the next day, Connell, my guitar player, and myself, basically, we were in the hotel room, and I was texting him, he was texting me, whatever, and I couldn't leave the room for the day. I was just, so I swore never again. You just, when you were 21, you could do that. You can't do that anymore.
Well, that's very true, but sometimes it's difficult not to have a bit of fun, because it keeps your, even though...
Geez, you're only human, you know what I mean?
It keeps your head right, you know, it might kill your body, but it keeps your brain right, keeps you moving along. You need a bit of fun there sometimes.
I'll try and use that excuse sometime.
Oh, we all try and fool each other, don't we? Tommy,
yeah.
I want to ask you, with your studio work, are you a perfectionist? Do you like everything spot on when you're doing your CDs and things?
I've been described as a perfectionist by a lot of interviewers and by a lot of people that I work with. It's a nice comment, in fairness. Yes, it is. I'm not a perfectionist because I don't believe in perfection. I don't think anyone can achieve perfection. You know, I could be still in the studio with the last album, and I still wouldn't have reached the quality that I want to reach. And there's a cut-off point that you have to say to yourself, you know, that's it. It's not going to get me better. You might end up making it worse. You know, and sometimes too much involvement and too much attention. Something can ruin it, you know. And I discovered as I've gotten older, you know, something I've learned to cut off point, to say, you know, that's it sounds great, let it go. And I might, in my head, there's a little scream, somebody screaming in the back of my head going, no, it's not perfect. But there's no such thing to me now as perfect, so
Well, I think
the one way I look at it and say, you know what, it's going to work.
With technology in the music industry, sometimes everything is maybe sometimes a bit too perfect, and it takes a bit of humanity out of the thing. You need to be able to have a little bit of flexibility. The odd little thing, I don't think it matters. It sort of it grounds you and it keeps you among the rest of us, if you put it that way.
Absolutely, and you know. Well, the other thing I really learned, like with all this new stuff like Pro Tools and Auto Tune and everything in the studio, and I'm very much against a lot of that. But sometimes you end up using. But I honestly firmly believe that to record an album to the way you want it, to the standard you want, you have to be able to recreate that song, those songs, live on stage also. So you cannot have it that overly perfect, but you can't recreate that on stage.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right about that, because you can be actually making your own trap if you have a live performance. I was recently at I won't tell you the name of the guy, but he's a very big name in the music business. Only very recently, and I was very very disappointed. I couldn't believe it. A lot of the singers they tend to live on their reputation, and not as they perform in the present day, and they let a lot of people down. So if you have modern technology interfering and doing stuff with your songs, it'd be very, very, you're making it very, very hard for yourself to give a decent performance on stage.
I couldn't agree with you more, Barry, because at the end of the day, you're only as good as your last show.